girls, before we begin tonight, I just want to share one thought. As we, this past Shabbos Kodesh already, we're Mevarchin Chodesh El. And Shabbos Kodesh and Sunday are going to be Rosh Chodesh El, Sunday being the first day of El. And these are big days we're preparing for. First of all, just thinking about it for a moment, before we even get into El, we have mamish 1 week left together. And I know tonight was the finale of Kolowar. First of all, shkoyach to everyone for coming. I know emotional night, an exciting night. And it's late at night. But if it's only 1 week left to camp, you could feel how quickly time has passed us by. And that's life. Life moves very, very, very quickly. And it should be a chizik to each and every one of us that it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to make the most of every moment that Hashem gifts us with. Because mamish, life does move very quickly. We're about to enter into the days of El, which are the days of Achana, of preparation for the Yom Noraim. And I think no better limud than we're doing than Mesil Shar and Perak Aleph to prepare for these days. But we all know El is a famous acronym of the Rashi Tevos, of the Pasuk of Ani Ledodi Vidodi Li. Ani Ledodi Vidodi Li has the Rashi Tevos Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, which spells out El. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. And I don't want to say any deep tires right now, just as means of introduction for tonight. But if we just think about those words, obviously our beloved here we're referring to is the Rabbeinu Shalom. This relationship of love is the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These words from Shir HaShirim represent the relationship between Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shalom. And you know, relationships, there's a phrase that we know, it generally takes two to tango. Relationships take two sides. And a relationship, a deep relationship, a special relationship only works if both parties, if both individuals in that relationship are interested in the relationship. I'm sure we've all at times in our life wanted to be in a relationship where, for whatever reason, the other side didn't want to be in the relationship. And if that's the case, that relationship is going to go nowhere. Any special relationship, any loving relationship, any deep relationship, any meaningful relationship, it takes both sides to be in that relationship. And here's something very, very special. The Pasuk tells us, and this represents all of Elul, Ani Ledodi, I am to my beloved, which is referring to each and every one of us showing how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, putting effort into our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our performance, through Torah, through mitzvahs. Ani Ledodi, I am to my beloved. And the Pasuk ends, Vedodi Li. My beloved is going to be to me. There's an assurance. There's no question. It's not like all the relationships in the world where maybe we'll try to put the effort in and we're unsure. There are doubts. There are svekos of how we're going to be received and where that relationship is going to lead. With the Eibishter, the Rebbeinu Shlom is waiting us with open arms. He wants this relationship more than anything else in the world. But we have to put our effort in as well. The only question is if we're going to put the effort in. From the Rebbeinu Shlom side, the Doidi Li, it definitely will be there. But we have to make sure, Ani Ledodi, we have to make sure we're showing love to the Rebbeinu Shlom. And that's obviously through Torah, through mitzvos, through holding ourselves to the standard that Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to be on. In our Avodas Hashem, in our Avas Hashem, in our Yiras Hashem. So Mirat Hashem, as we enter into Yimei Elul, as we're getting ready for these days, we'll make sure that we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ani Ledodi, and then surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return the Dodi Li. And really there's no more important limud than, if that's what these days are about, forging this relationship, rebuilding this relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom of Ani Ledodi V'Dodi Li, so no better safer and perek to learn during these days than the Mesil Shar and Perek Aleph Choyves Adam Balamo, understanding our purpose in this world, which we've been learning over these past 6-7 weeks already. But really what we've come to and what we've been defining and understanding is really our whole entire Avodas Hashem and our purpose of life is about one thing only. It's that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's building that dveikus that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that should be so deep and so strong and so real, that's mamish there always, it's consistent and continuous. So we left off, we're up to, on your sheets, all the way at the bottom, if you have the first sheet. If you don't have that, it's only one line, and we're going to go on to the next sheet. But we're in Os Tesvav. And here the Ramchal really takes a small paragraph in a certain way to just summarize in a few lines all that he's been saying until now. So some of us that might have missed a shear along the way, here's a little bit of a synopsis of what we've been saying. And he starts with the words, Klolo Shel Davar. The klal, the rule, the understanding of all that we've said, of all that we've been discussing, is Ha'adam Lo Nivra Ba'avur Matzavo Ba'olam Hazeh. That we weren't created for our situation in this world. Ela Ba'avur Matzavo Ba'olam Habah. But for our situation in the next world. As we've pointed out already, the ultimate goal of life, the ultimate tafkid achayim, is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is to be as close as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where can we achieve that on the highest of levels? Ba'olam Haba, where Rabbi Yisholam resides in the most revealed fashion. That's when we can be closest to Hashem. That's when we can benefit from all that Hashem is giving over, all the shefa, all the influence. Which is a big chizik teaching every one of us, not to be, low later, not that we ever want to say goodbye to anyone in this world, and we have beautiful relationships in this world, but we understand as Yidden that there's a much bigger picture than this just world. And when someone lo aleinu is taken from this world, there's a next world. This is much grander and much more nitzchias, much more eternal than the world we're a part of. This is one little tipa bayan, one little drop in the ocean of our life as a whole. And our purpose is more so for Olam Haba. Because ultimately our purpose is to be close to Hashem. And we've already pointed out, I want to just review momentarily, that we could achieve that even in this world on some level. And live a chaye Olam Haba. And already living that if we are always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what it's all about. El Shematzav Olam Hazeh Hu Emtsoi L'matzav Olam Haba. But the purpose ultimately of our situation in this world, and we're at the top of the next page, is in order to be a medium, in order to take us and be that whole way, the preparatory stages for our situation in the next world. Because we have to earn that place next to the throne. We have to be roy, we have to be fit to be close to Hashem. We have to be deserving to be close to Hashem and gain from all that Hashem is giving over. And the way to deserve to be tachas kisei hakavod is to be pure, to be cleansed from all sin, to be keeping all the mitzvot of the Torah and purifying ourselves and making us emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be more godlike and be able to be as close to Him as possible. Al-Kain, therefore, we're in Ois Tazayin in your sheets. Timso Mamre Chachmenu Zechron Baruch Rabim. We find many Mamre Chazal, many sayings in different Gemaras. Kulam b'Signon Echad, all in a similar vein. Medabim Olam Hazeh L'Makom Uzman Hachana. That all compare this world that we're in to a place of preparation. It's temporary. Our world here is temporary. And it's our hachana, our preparation. And the next world is the world of rest. And that's a place that is prepared for us to eat, to enjoy in the highest of levels. And we have to remember that. We have to remember that always, specifically when we have difficulties in this world. Specifically is when we have trials and tribulations in this world. Not to be too caught up. The famous idea how Shlomo HaMelech had a ring that was made. You all know this. I'm sure you know the story. What did he have written on the ring? Gam ze ya'avar. This too shall pass. And he meant that in both ways. Never to be too high in the best of times, because you're not going to stay up on that mountaintop. And never to be too sad and destroyed in the difficult times. Because Gamze Yavor, this too shall pass. This world is momentary. This world is temporary. This world is only our hachana, only our preparation. And realize that. And when we go through difficulties in this world, we have to look at it in a way preparing us for the next world. And hopefully, whatever that might be, as the Ramchal explains in Derech Hashem, Ein Tzadik Bar Shel Yechte, there's no one who's perfect. And maybe we need a little tikkun, maybe we need a little atonement, so that we could only bask in the glory of Hashem in the next world. And we'll take it on in a second, as opposed to what it means to suffer in the next world. If we only understood and saw the bigger picture, which none of us exactly see. But ultimately we have to have this in mind, and we have to understand this. And what are those Ma'amar Chazal? Let's see what he says. V'humah Shamru, the first one we already quoted. Ha'olam Azedom L'Rafpruvder B'fnei Olam Haba. This world is only a corridor. This world is only a hallway before the next world. There's so much more to life than this world to enjoy. So much higher level pleasures that we haven't even tasted yet. Kamosha Kasafti Lel, like he wrote already. And then he has a source from a Gemara in Erevim. Hayom la'asosam below machar la'asosam. Today we have to do, and not tomorrow. Hayom la'asosam u'machar l'kabal scharam. This is the world of doing. Our avodah is not just to sit back and have tranquility. You know, Yaakov Avinu was punished for that at one point in his life, and we could only say it as the Torah tells us this. Bikesh Yaakov leishit b'shalva was not a good thing. Yaakov, when he wanted to have a tranquil, peaceful life. Our life has to be full of effort and full of avoda, and never stop working on ourselves and never stop growing. Of course, as we grow in joy, enjoy in the sense of recognizing I'm close to Hashem and recognizing I'm next to Hashem, but always putting in that effort. Never being satiated, because this is the world to do. And I'll reap the benefits in the next world. He quotes another chazal, which every time I see it, I'm emotionally moved, and I'll explain why. Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos yochel v'Shabbos. One who works hard, and Pashup Shah, one who puts in effort in Erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. One who prepares, what does that mean? Only if we prepare for Shabbos can we eat on Shabbos, right? If we don't go and make food for Shabbos, if we don't prepare, we're not going to have what to eat on Shabbos. That's very Pashup Shah, right? So, Alana moments ago was already making challahs for Shabbos. I assume it was for Shabbos. Because she understands it. Mishatarach be'Erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. And tomorrow there's Hershey Park, so if we don't take care of it now, what's going to be? So Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos, that's Pashup Shah. On a much deeper level, Shabbos represents Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos represents the next world. Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos. If we put an effort, Erev Shabbos, which is this world, yochel b'Shabbos, we'll be able to enjoy in the next world. But I'll tell you why I'm always emotionally moved by this line. And I'm not telling you this so that we should be somber and sad, but I want you to hear this, and it's a big chizuk to me, and I'm sharing it with you. I had Talmud, mamish, a very, very special young man. His name was Zavel Perlman. Zeicher Tzadik Hashem Racha. He was a Talmud of mine in high school. My first class that I ever taught. First class that I ever taught, Zavel was in. We learned together Sefer Dvarim, we learned together Chamesh Megillos, went through Esther and Rus. And Mamish still picture how much he loved it and the simcha he had when we would learn. And he'd come share insights with me. And Zavel had, I didn't know it even in high school. I didn't know it, but he had a heart condition from birth. And sadly and unfortunately, less than 2 years after he graduated high school, a little over a year after he graduated high school, if I'm not mistaken, he was nifter. He went in for a procedure on his heart, and
didn't go well, whatever happened, I don't remember exact details. And he was nifter. And his levaya was on a Friday, an Erev Shabbos. Could have been he was nifter on a Thursday or Friday morning, I don't remember. I think he was nifter on a Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. And his levaya was on an Erev Shabbos. In Brooklyn. His family was from Brooklyn, then they moved to the Five Towns. Of course, I was by the levaya. It's heartbroken. You can imagine losing a Talmud. And I'm a kohen, I was standing outside. I couldn't go into the funeral. Where it was? It was in like Sheepshead Bay over there. I was outside listening. I don't recall who said it. One of his rabbeim who spoke, he said over this line: "Mishatorach be'erev Shabbos yoichel b'Shabbos." Someone who puts an effort in erev Shabbos in this world will eat on Shabbos. And he said as follows, and it was something I think about all the time, and when I see this line, I can't share. You know, erev Shabbos throughout the year, depending on what time, what season it is, has different lengths to it. Meaning, in the summer, like right now, Erev Shabbos is very, very long. I'm talking about not if we include the night before, because then obviously every day is a 24-hour period. But I'm saying the daytime of Erev Shabbos, Friday, in the summer is very long. Shabbos starts very late in the day, because Shkia sunsets very late in the summer. And Shkia today is about 8:20. A little earlier than that. Candle lighting is around 8 o'clock. In the dead of the winter, if you think about it, Chanukah time, Erev Shabbos is crazy. Right? You know, it is Erev Shabbos, Chanukah, we're trying to light menorah and get everything ready. And Shkia is like at like 4:30. And you have to make sure everything's prepared and everything's ready. And no matter what, whether Shabbos is in the dead of the winter, Shabbos in the mid of the summer, you always have to be ready for Shabbos. And it's the same Shabbos. And with the same Shabbos sudas, and the same delicious food, and the same Kedusha Shabbos. And you have to be ready for Shabbos. And in the winter, you have to take into account and do all you have to, and it's the same Shabbos, right? In the summer, you have this longer day. So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands better than we understand. Who needs a long Erev Shabbos? And who needs a short Erev Shabbos? He said about Zavel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously understood, even though we don't understand, that Zavel needed a short Erev Shabbos. That was enough. And he earned his Shabbos in a very short Erev Shabbos. He was taken to the world, I believe he was 19 years old. He had a very short Erev Shabbos. But he's going to be mamish living, and he still is, in Shabbos Kodesh in Olam Haba. He was able to, in his short time, prepare in the proper way for Shabbos. And some of us are granted longer days and longer time. But in the end, what it all comes down to is, are we prepared for Shabbos? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a longer Erev Shabbos, it's to be Torah b'Erev Shabbos. It's to put an effort on Erev Shabbos and make the most of the time that we're granted and the gift that Hashem is giving us. And are we doing that? You know, there's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hey. And again, I'm not saying this on any level to be somber or to get us down or depressed. But the Gemara says it, and it's a big chizuk, and we have to think about this. Not in a depressing way, in an enlightening, inspiring way. The Gemara says our whole life we're supposed to be trying to defeat our Yetzer Hara. Right? If we're matzliach, if we're successful, great. If not, the Gemara says, be osik b'Torah. Deal with Torah, learn Torah. Torah is inspiring. Torah gets us close to Hashem. Torah builds a relationship with Hashem, will help us defeat the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says, if we're successful, great. If not, say Kriya Shema. Saying those words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
will be inspiring to me to realize Hashem is one, to realize that I love Hashem more than anything else in this world. And hopefully I'll defeat the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says, in Mutcho Mutav, if we are successful, great. If we defeat the Yetzer Hara after Shema, great. Im Lav, if not, it'd be just one third of piece of advice. Yazkir Lo Yom HaMisa. Mention our day of death. What does that mean? Does that mean Hashem wants us to be depressed walking around, Chaz V'Shalom, that I may die today? Definitely not! If this Hashem B'Simcha, Hashem wants us to walk around with the biggest smile on our face always. Always! To be B'Simcha. Always. So why would He tell us, Yazkir Lo Yom HaMisa? Not in a sad way, in an inspirational way. To recognize the MS is, nobody knows if I'm going to have a long Erev Shabbos or a short Erev Shabbos. All I know is I have today. All I know in life I have today. Yazkir Lo Yom HaMisa, remember there's going to be a day of death, not in a depressing way, but to make the most of today. To make the most of today what today is. If a person, Lo Aleinu, lived every day as if it's the last, how we would make the most of every day, what would we do with every day, how we'd grab on to every moment. There was some song over the last few years, I don't even know who sings it, I don't even know the name, but it was on the radio, I'm sure some of you know it, you don't have to raise your hand and admit to it, but that you have to live like you're dying. That was like part of the chorus, you have to live like you're dying. And the idea is exactly this, Yazkir Lo Yom HaMisa. Not in a depressing way, realizing I got to make the most of every day. Because I can only do it now. The next world's going to be the Olam HaEmes of Dveikus. And finally, one last source he quotes, looking down on the sheet, the end of Tazayin, Ha'olam HaZeh Dom LeHabasha Ha'olam HaYibol LeYam. This world's compared to the dry land, and the next world is the sea. As the sand is only a preparation to get to the sea. Uke'ela Rabbim al-Zaderech, he says there are many other sources on this way. So MS is all of that was just a summary of everything we've been saying until now. That our whole avod has to be making the most of every moment to get close to Hashem, to build a relationship with Hashem in this world that we live in. So let's continue on in Yud Zayin. I'm going to try to get through two more points tonight. V'tira be'emes, we see in truth, shekvar lo yuchol shum bal seichel lahamin, shetachlis b'riyas adam ulamatzav b'olam hazeh. It can't be now, he says. The Ramchal says it can't be that any thought out individual, any person who has intellectual capacity, should really believe that our purpose is for what's in this world, right now. Ki ma'im chay adam b'olam hazeh. What is life in this world that we know? Who is really happy and peaceful in this world? When he says that, he means in the physical context of this world. Who's really happy with their physical life in this world? As he says, let me just read it because before I explain, Yemeshin Oseinu Bem Shivim Shana, it's a Pasuk Dillim, life is 70 years long, Vim Gvura Shmonim Shana, it's fleeting. And if you really live a strong life, 80 years, V'rabam amal v'avon. David Malach says most of them are full of this toil and foolishness and persistence. And he continues, V'kama mine tzar. All different types of pain and suffering. V'chalayim and sicknesses. U'makovim and hurting. U'tradus and burdens. V'achar kol zos. And after such a life of difficulty, what's the final step? Hamavas, death. If life is only about physical life, it doesn't seem great for most people in this world. It just doesn't seem like that could be what it's about. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam put us here. How many people are living simcha de life in a physical manner? If that's their whole entire purpose, if that's what life is about to them, most of those people wake up one day, have a midlife crisis. Most of the people are miserable. Ech echad min elef. He says, one in a thousand. Lo yimata shi'ar ba'olam lo hanos v'shal v'mitis. You're not going to even find one in a thousand that really is full of benefit and peace, truthful peace, because of his physical life. But God, who, and even that person that lives a happy, good, physical life, and he lives to 100 years old, over about the middle of, that's it, then he's finished from the world. That's what it's about. It's momentary. It's like some bleep on a radar screen life. Can't be. It can't be. If you really analyze the life of most people, it can't be about the physical world and physical life, based on time spent, based on what most people go through, based on the trials and tribulations of this world. Even most people who are financially successful are not even happy from it, because they see others who have more, and they're jealous of those people. There's always more you could have. V'lo'od, and not only that. And I want you to listen well to what we're about to read now. I'll tell you, maybe at the end I'll play it. I'll see, I didn't bring a speaker, but maybe it's loud enough. Should have asked Alana, she probably has. But L'maisa, there's a... Every time I have the schus to learn this part in Tzil Sharm, I always think of a song. It's a very, very beautiful song. It's one of my favorite songs in the world. It was written by A.B. Rodenberg. I'm sure most of you should know who A.B. Rodenberg is. Huh? Correct. A.B. Rodenberg is the greatest Jewish composer alive today. And that's not a subjective opinion, it's an objective opinion. Sorry to say. Anyone who thinks differently, you just don't know music. There's no question. Most of the songs that you sing at, like Kumzitzes, he wrote, all the Dveikis, all the Journeys, Eish, you just go on and on. You know, since Shlomo Karbach, he's for sure the greatest composer of Jewish music. He's a very, very special person. And he wrote a song in the Shamala. It's on the second Journeys album, if I'm not mistaken. It's so, so beautiful. And maybe when we finish, we'll play it, when we finish this paragraph. We're up to Yud Tes on the sheet. But I never had the chance to ask him. But I'm 99.9% sure that the song is based on what we're about to learn together. First of all, he's a Ben Torah, and a lot of his songs are based on Torah. But it's mamish word for word, that song. I'm sure some of you know this song. Basically, in the song, he sings about, it's a conversation between a malach and a neshama. As we all know, there's a famous chazal that when we're born, a malach taps us on our lips, and we forget all the Torah that we learned, and we come into this world. And it's a whole conversation. Basically, a malach wants to bring a neshama into the world. And the neshama, which is in each and every one of us, is so pure and so holy and so kadosh. And the neshama is saying to the malach in this song, I don't want to go into that world. I look down in the world and it's full of suffering. It's full of temptation. It's full of so much that's so distant from God. The neshama is... That Baal HaTanya says, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe of Shneur Zamlani, the Neshama is Chilek Eloka Mimal Mamash. It's part and parcel of Hashem. So the Neshama wants to come to this world and be tempted by all that we're tempted by, and part of all the focus and what people put their efforts into in this world. The Neshama says to the Malach, I don't want to go there. Please don't let me. Please don't take me. That's what the Neshama says to the Malach. But then the Malach shows the Neshama also in the same world there's Torah being learned, there's tefillah being davened, there's chesed being done. And the Neshama says, you know what? Okay, you know what? If you promise me I'll be one of those, then I'm good with it. If you promise I'm going to be one of those, I'm going to learn and daven and I'm going to be kaddish like that, then send me there. I'm all good. Because that's a small piece of heaven in this world. then I'm still connected to Hashem, I'm okay with that. And the Malachi says, I can't promise that, that's up to you. But you can make it happen. And then there's this whole musical interlude, which is supposed to be the life itself. And then the end of the song is the end of life, where the Malach comes back. And what does the Malach want to do? Take the Neshama back up to Shemayim. So you think the Neshama wants to run, right? But Avi Rattenberg sings, the Neshama says, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to leave this world. Because there's so much more to accomplish in this world. There's so much more to do. Beruchnius, Biktush, Vitara. This is the world. Hayom lasos machol kapasam. Only here could I continue to earn that reward. I want a longer Erev Shabbos, the Malach, the Neshama says. And ultimately the Malach says, don't worry. It's your time and you've earned a place right next to the throne. It's such a beautiful song. We'll play it at the end. Hopefully it's loud enough. We'll see. If not, you'll have to go tonight and find it on Apple Music or something. But let's now, with that introduction, knowing that song, and I'm sure a lot of you know the song, let's learn together what he says. We're in Eis Yud Tes. So he's, again, the Ramchal is describing and explaining how it has to be that this world is about so much more than this physical world. And this world is not about the physical world that we're in, but it's about the next world, the world of Ruchnias and spirituality and closeness to Hashem. And he says as follows, lo, not only, as he said, till now, because this world's full of so much suffering and lacking of peace, it can't be what it's about. Elishim tachlis b'yazadam yaltzar cholmazah. If the whole purpose of the world, of creation, was for this world, lo yitzarich mimizah shetanufach bo neshama. There would be no need that Hashem should blow into us a neshama. Kol kach hayshuva. It's so chashiv. Ve'el yonam, from the higher realm. Shetiyah gedola yoser min amlach matzvam. The neshama is greater than angels. We have within us a neshama that's greater than a malach. So why would that be in us, in this world, if this world was an end? Kol sheken she ain't a motzah shum nachas ruach. And certainly the neshama doesn't enjoy anything b'chol inugei zeh olam, and any of the pleasures in this world. You think the neshama, does the neshama enjoy when you have a good meal? Does the neshama enjoy when you're watching, a person's watching some TV show? The neshama enjoys because you have a nice bracelet on your arm? The neshama doesn't want any of that. And what's the proof? Listen to what he says. And this is what we learn from the Medrash Koelis. The Pasuk says in Koelis, "Vegam hanefesh lo timale." The soul is never filled up from anything in this world. Listen to the Mashul l'maha dover dome. What is the parable for this? Li roni, to a peasant. Shenasa vas melech. That peasant, that commoner, had the privilege of marrying a princess. Im yavi la kol mashba olam. If he gives her, he gives the princess anything physical in the world, einim chashuvim la klum. It's not going to be chashuv to her at all. Why? She bas melech. She's a princess. What happens? This princess marries this commoner. Even if he's a little bit wealthy, he's going to go buy her ichvestish. A beautiful 2-carat diamond ring. For her 16th birthday, her father, the king, gave her a 4-carat diamond ring. What's it going to do for her? He can't impress her. He's a commoner. What's he going to get a princess? He can't impress her. So too, let's understand the Nimshal. Kacha nefesh. So too the soul. Kacha nefesh. So too the soul. We're towards the end of Chaf. Ilu Hadesul Koma Dane Olam. If you bring the soul, all the pleasures of this world, Einam Klumla, it's nothing to her. Lama, why? Shehim in El Yonim. Shehim in El Yonim. Because that's from the upper worlds. The soul is from Kise Hakavu, the throne of Hashem. You think the soul enjoys anything we could give it physical from this world? Nothing! It's
So why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in this world if this is what it's for? If it's for this world. Obviously it can't be for this world. What's your name again that married the prince? Megan's, right? Megan? Something?
Yeah.
Megan. What's she gonna, what could she ever get her husband? A physical item. What could you ever get her husband? Husband's a prince in London. He can get whatever he wants. Kachadi. What could we ever get our neshama from the physical world? What's our neshama doing here? Chayin Amru Zichron Lebracha. And that's as we see in Avos. Al Korchach Ata Noter Al Korchach Ata Nolad. Listen to these words based on the song that I gave you the details about. Against her will, you were created. Against your will, you were born. Why? Ki ein neshama oheves olam hazeh klal. The neshama doesn't love this world at all. El adarab, just the opposite. Moeses bo. It's disgusted by it. Im kein, if so, if the neshama is disgusted by this world, vaday lo hayabore bar yisbarach bria letachlas uichineged chuka v'nimas mimena. It can't be that God would create us and put a neshama for a purpose which is against its whole will, against its whole desire. It can't be. It makes no sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go, the Rebbeinu Shalom, take a neshama that only wants ruchnias, put it in the physical world, which is only about the physical world, and that's the purpose? Can't be. Haviraya, the biggest proof, this world can't be about physical pleasure. It can't be about the physical realm. That can't be what our goals and aspirations and our purpose is all about. It just can't be. Otherwise, why do we have a neshama? That's what the Ramchal says. And what does he end? Ela briyaso shel adam, but the creation of man. Ois chaf beis on the bottom. Limatzav olam habahi. It's obviously for our situation in the next world. Val kein, therefore nitna bo neshama zos. Therefore we have the soul. So we have a taste of the next world. We have something that already could enjoy what we're going to have in the next world, in this world. Ki lo roi la'avod. Uba yuchal de makabal schar b'mkomo uzmano. Because that next world is what it's worth putting in effort and work for. And that's where we'll receive reward in the proper time, in the proper place. Shlo yedavar nimas ha'neshmaso kolam hazeh. And then, if we serve Hashem, and listen to how he ends, if we serve Hashem properly, and we utilize this world for ruchnias, to learn, to daven, to have proper midos, to speak properly, to build beautiful relationships with each other, have a good time as well, in a proper Torah-dic way, as we spoke about last week, if you remember. Elevating all that we do in a beautiful, enjoyable way. So then what? Then suddenly the neshama is no longer disgusted by this world. Then this world could be a beautiful place. Ela adra, but just the opposite. Nehav benechma mimenu. Then the neshama will love this world and sees how beautiful this world is. V'zeh pashut, this is simple. So Ramchal says, the biggest raya, the biggest proof that our life is about olam haba and ruchnias and a connection to Hashem is that we have this neshama. And we all know we have this neshama. We feel it. Maybe not always. Sometimes we cover it over. The more we'll be involved with ruchnias, the more we'll be involved with Torah and mitzvahs, the more we'll feel it. Because it comes alive and it wants it and jumps. That amazing feeling when we have a good davening, when we're learning well, when we do a good chesed and we know we did proper and we're connecting to Hashem through neshama, alive. And if it's there, that means that's what our whole purpose is. Otherwise it wouldn't be inside us. So may Hashem, we should be zoicha, every single one of us, to live a life as we started out of Ani L'Dodi, of I am to my beloved, being one with Hashem. And then we know V'Dodi Li, Hashem will shower us with love, with affection, with meaning, with purpose. And we'll be zoicha to only simcha and bracha every moment of our lives.